Shavua Tov, and today's daf is daf Yudalid, and we start tonight a new parak with the enthusiastic words of Saba Josh, who's been practicing all day, gargling all night, and we're ready to go. Ve'elu migalchim b'moed. Following people are allowed to shave during Yontif. That's a little bit, during Chol HaMoed, obviously. It's a little bit strange, because we never learned that you're not allowed to. Why would we think that you're not allowed to? Based on that, one would think that we're talking about over here a serious haircut, which would be just a malacha. It's a real thing. It's not just a purdying up, and it's certainly a tircha. However, we'll see that that's not so poshut. The Gemara is going to find other reasons for the yisur, which will lead us into some byways. But in any event, there are those who are allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. Abami b'dinat hayam. Somebody who was overseas, he was been traveling, there's no way for him to plug in his shaver in those ridiculous airline bathrooms. So he comes in and he didn't have an opportunity to shave before Yontif. Umibet HaShviya, the person's been now as a prisoner of war, was just let out. Or Hayotze Mibet HaAsurim, somebody's just been let out of jail. Or HaMenude Shehitiru Lo Chachamim, which we'll see ends up meaning someone who is in Nidui, who took care of what the Nidui was. The Nidui was for not paying up a bill or for whatever, not apologizing to him. We took care of the issue during Yontif, and they were matir him, but before that, during the time of his nidui, he wasn't allowed to be megaleach. V'chein, mishin nish'al chacham, someone who had a standing netter not to take haircuts, and he went and he asked the chacham and got a heter v'hutar during the moed, which is a little bit strange because l'chora he could have gotten his heter beforehand. We're going to see all of this, exactly how much the individual was constrained in order to be sonar on this heter. Now, there's also other cases, such as a nazir, or a mitzora, who is ola now, mitumatola taharato, and is now able now to become tahor, and has to shave, and nazir also has to shave, so that the Rashi understands that tumatola taharato is a reference to the nazir as well. So these people have to be megaleach, which isn't all that clear exactly what he's referring to. But in any event, in cases of mitzvah, this is a different issue. We're talking about cases of mitzvah, perhaps. Again, we'll see in the Gemara whether the mitzora issue is a reference to having been unable stam to where exactly that issue comes from. The pashtas it comes from, of course, the roshoye porua. However, we'll see the Gemara asks later on. So that's a pashtas. That's another byway we'll have to go into. Ve'elu mechapsim b'moed. Again, here it's clear you can't do kibbutz. That's a real malacha. However, the following people can do kibbutz. Abomid binat ayam, bibet ashviyah, yatsuvi bet asurim, menuda shiitir lo chachamim. And again, somebody who had a neder not to wash his clothes, and he was shoyl on his neder, and he got ahead. Mitpachot ayadayim means hand towels that they get dirty constantly. You can't possibly wash enough hand towels to last you through the whole Chol HaMoed. So they didn't aser doing kibbutz on this. It was clearly a tzarach HaMoed that couldn't have been done earlier. Mitpachot, now most of the Rishonim learned this, mitpachot hasaparim, which means barber towels. What the heck is a barber doing working during Chol HaMoed? Well, we just had a list of people that are able to get a haircut. So, therefore, he's got to take care of his towels. He only uses one per customer, so he runs out very quickly. And mitpachot asfag, these are bath towels, absorbent towels, which again, how many can you wash before Yontif? Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. I do that very often. We'll excuse it or something. The other sort of it means mitpachot hasvarim. It's a reference to the mitpachot that you use for sefretera, to hold them or to wrap them and so on. So the covenant of the sefer has to be clean. Hazavim v'azavot v'adidot v'hayoldot. So here also, these type of people are bleeding, they're wearing or they're having other discharges, and they need to constantly change their clothing. Or v'chal ha'olin mitumah l'tahara, where the Torah tells you v'chibes v'gadav. Now, it's been tamei until now. So again, this is part of his need. He has to clean them, put them in the mikvah. Arelu mutarim. But shar kol adam asurim. Oh, we'll get to that. Shar kol adam, my taima asurim. Why is it that other people are asur. So here's the question. If we're talking about a haircut, what do you mean, why is it? I mean, it was a given, just like kibbutz is a disur, why wouldn't be an isur? The Tosfos learns that l'chora, it must be therefore a reference to, over here, a trim, not a haircut, or taking a shave or something, but not really, because he says to do a haircut on the kol ha-rosh is a malacha gemura. Why would the gemura be asked? However, we'll see that that's not so pushy from later on, and he asks on himself later. He gives an alternative explanation, which is that something that is so much tzarech ha-moed, that it's the essential thing that you do to get ready for the moed. So that's something that we certainly should have been matir. It's like the ultimate tzarech ha-moed. So why weren't we matir it? So sharkol adam maitai masarim kidetznan, the same reason of what we learned in the Mishnah just now in Ta'anit, that anshei mishmar v'anshei ma'amad asurim v'saperu l'chabein, that people now, kohanim that are in the mishmar, Yisrael that are in the ma'amad, are, it seems rather strange, are not allowed to take haircuts, not allowed to wash their clothes. U'b'chamishim utarim v'pnei kvod ha-shabbat, just on Thursday they are allowed to because of the upcoming Shabbos. What possible reason is there for that? So Rabba Bar Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Elazar is explaining my time, k'dei shelo yikansu l'bishmaratam k'shei menuvalim. We don't want them to put off getting a haircut until they get into Yerushalayim to do their thing. And therefore we want them to arrive looking like mentioned. So year two we have the same exact reason. If people were allowed to take haircuts during Yom Tov, you'd be surprised how many people would wait till Chol HaMoed. Get a haircut, well, I have time. First day Chol HaMoed, right now I'm so busy. So because of that, we asked Bichlal taking haircuts during Chol HaMoed. If this is the case, if this is the case, the mashmaut is that how about if he takes a haircut beforehand? There's some rishonim who say, "Say, if he took a haircut beforehand, it would be mutter because this was only asur k'deish shalayikatzu." We don't paskin like that. However, I mean, with famous modern shuvas, including Reb Meisha, who says since there are such shitas among the rishonim, first of all, somebody who shaves during Chol HaMoed, he can't be ma'achad. But certainly, he says, people who are rogil to shave every day, so by them it's already not, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. We're talking about now a daily shave. So then, enochinani, there would be no iser. He certainly was matter, for sure, for people who need to look trim for whatever work they're doing, Chol HaMoed, or have meetings that they're having, so on. Yeah. Okay, so there are, based on this very Gemara, there are therefore those who are matir in cases where the Giluach is every day and so on. Alright, so, I mean, again, if we learn that the question over here was Minogeya and the Malacha Gemura, so then there maybe there was never any issue in the first place, because that was the question, according to Tosus, how to learn the Mishnah. Why is the Gemara asking, why is it us? Well, it depends what the case is. How about, says the Gemara, how about Boy Zera, Obdalo Aveda Erev Harek? How about a guy who really couldn't get a haircut? He's trying getting a haircut, and then all of a sudden he realizes he lost his wallet. He had to go to the police station, running around. I mean, the guy simply didn't have a minute. So do we say, look, I mean, bottom line is, it's not, he's anonymous, just like the people that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So Kim and Donis, it should be mutter. Or is there an issue over here that Dilma Kim and Mukhamilta Lolov, nobody's going to know. It's one thing, a person gets let out of jail, a person arrives from overseas. I mean, that's something that is very clear. The question of whether somebody lost his wallet is certainly not something that people are going to know. So maybe we're not matir for cases of personal honors, but generalized honors that everybody recognizes. Omer Abaye, indeed. I mean, isn't that a principle? Yomru kola sirikina sirin sirike baitos mutarin. As we had back in Masechet Pesachim, it's chachomim asered making decorated cakes during Pesach, because the time it takes for the decoration, it can come l'day chima. The Gemara asked, well, what about baitos? I mean, baitos was a big baker, and he had pre-made molds that you were able to make things, and it took no time at all. He simply stuck the dough into the mold, took it out, and it was all shaped and decorated beautiful, and popped into the oven. There was no reason not to make it on Pesach, and the response was what? So people will say, all cakes in the world are usher on Pesach except baitos. It's ridiculous. So here too, I mean, isn't that the same thing? That's the whole point. What are you saying? Nobody's allowed to take a haircut except Joe. What is supposed to make of such a thing? So the time eggs, I don't understand. And what about the heter, famous heter of Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan? A guy who only has one suit. So he is mutar lechapso b'chol shomoi. So why aren't when people know how many suits he's got? So how tamnami amru kol asrikin asrin srike baitus mutarim? How are they going to explain the fact that this guy's allowed to do his laundry during Chol HaMoed? Nobody else is allowed to do his laundry. So I mean, so obviously when it came to Chol HaMoed, we weren't makpanim. Then we said the case is Lamaisa. If he was anonymous and there's nothing else to do, so he can do it. It's like the ultimate avod for him. So why don't you say over there too? Yomru kol asrikin asrin srike baitus mutarim. Well, that's no kasha. Itmar alom or mar baravashi izuro molchiach alav. It's very obvious to anybody who will notice that he's washing his clothes during Chol HaMoed that he's walking around with his belt over his robe. You know, normally the robe is left open. He doesn't have anything underneath, so he wants to keep his belt on his robe. So they're saying, what the heck is with this guy? Obviously, he's got nothing else to put on. So then it's clear. If they see him washing, then they see that he has nothing else to wear. And if they see him dressed, then they don't see him washing. So there's no problem. So now you'll say, okay, but Lamais, I mean, how does this heter... by the way, there are others who learn it very differently. Ezerom Mochiach, I mean, a lot of different pshat, and the cutest one is Ezerom Mochiach Alav, is that normally when people have belts, so the belt, when they put on another suit, they take out the belt from one suit and put in the other suit. But this guy, since he only has one suit, he sews his belt onto his suit. So therefore, Ezerom Mochiach Alav means they see that it's there together with the seven. Obviously, these were robes, not the, you know, suits. That is a very cute pshat. But in any event, it's so socially specific. I mean, so what if he's washing something else? And there's no Ezra Mochiach Alav. And you should him speak out that Lamaisa, we don't need that every specific case should be Mochiach. Well, in other words, what we need is that if there is a norm that would be Mochiach, so then the Chachomim didn't aser a general Isser Mitam Srike Baitus. Okay, the concept of Srike Baitus is nobody could ever know. But you can know. So Memela, somebody, let's say, only has one white shirt or something. So in Achinam, he said, what's Mochiach Alav? Nothing's Mochiach Alav. It's not that they answered now any case where you don't have Ezora Mochiach Alav. So there's what to be samech on in those cases as well. Rav Ashi, Masni. Rav Ashi has Rabbi Zera's question a little bit different. He had Rabbi Zera asking, how about, let's say, the town barber? Okay, he lost an Aveda Erev HaRegel. Oh, I mean, everybody knows, oh my God, where the heck is that idiot? I had a 4 o'clock appointment. Anyway, he comes dashing in over there. He's all out of breath. It certainly hasn't got a chance to shave himself. So do we say kiva domanu mukha milta? I mean, over there, it's obvious that to everybody that he wasn't able to. Oh, dilma kiva delon mukha milta kihana. It's still not the same idea as that. Somebody was yotzi beit asurim. Maybe not. Take him. There are many who pass along from I said that it would be mutter in such cases because we're talking about this drabana to the take about it. Medinatayam. Wait. You're telling me the guy came from Medinatayam. What was he doing in Medinat HaYam? I mean, why did he have to go to Medinat? Yeah, exactly. So the guy goes on a skiing trip, comes back late. Yeah, chutzpah, right? Massive chutzpah, right? And now say, well, I got to shave there in Chol HaMoed. I mean, I was so busy beforehand, I couldn't shave. Explain. What's the case? Says the Gemara. Well, obviously, Masisu log Rav Yehuda. Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, Haba Medinat HaYam log Yehuda. Who gave the guy permission to go out to Bichlal during Erev Yantif? What, he should come back late for Yantif? Guy went out without permission. Boom. Okay. We'll talk about what this without permission means. So, Omar Rava. Lashut to go skiing. Dibriya kol os. Everybody is made that skiing, whether it's shoot water skiing or shoot shushing skiing, whatever kind of skiing it is. That for sure. Lashut actually means, like it meant by the Sotlan, right? Where I have an EO. Where are you coming from? He's saying, I was Lashut, I'll play out everywhere. So I'm basically cruising around, you know, I want to pick up whatever Averas I can pick up. that's the So Lashut means basically he's going on a tiyul across the world, you know. Lashut Ba'olam, says Rashi. Lashut Ba'olam, the Mirotot. Guy's on a tiyul. So Rava Tainas, if the guy was just going for traveling, so Divrei HaKol Asur, then for sure it's Asur. So it's interesting, in the Yerushalmi, and they bring this to Halacha, the Mashmaut is that we're only talking about leaving Eretz Yisrael for no reason. We're not talking about Stam travel. So that's not Shalom Brishut. Otherwise, what Shaykh says Shalom Brishut? So many who pass in the Echinami, this whole Halacha was only Nogea, Eretz Yisrael. Why Stam would there be an Isser B'Yotzer Brishut? But Rashi learns B'Neshi Yatsa Shalom Brishut in a very different way. Rashi, the printed Rashi, he learns that the meaning in the Lush is Holovalo Yatsa Brishut Acherim is what it means. Just Ladaitai, right? Britson Atzmo. So Brishut does not mean he went out without our permission and all good things. It means he wasn't going out licensed by somebody else for some purpose. Meaning it was just a choice that he made. This is what I want to do.
It's not honest.
It's optional. So it's something that's optional. It's not honest. It was up to you. If you were going out for some reason that was more than just you felt like it, so then be something else. Well, why do you, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lord, it's usher to leave, right? Stam Lashut. So now, the question is, what about other cases? So let's take a look. Lashut Direkol Asur. Limizonot. Again, if it's talking about Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to earn what you need to live. So there it's Mutter. That would be that shot. Or, certainly every person has to live, so Bichlal, this is considered to be an honor. If it's not Nagia Eretz Yisrael. Lo Nechlko Elalarvich. We're talking about over the guy's got plenty of money. But, you know, the Derek is you want more. I mean, you got a big opportunity. And
how is having a lot of money relevant to wanting more? Of course you want more.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want more? What do you mean? It is relevant.
Well, no, it's not a...
Oh, it has a... Well, yes, part just when the more you got, the more you want.
It's not a reason not to. You have this. Thing is having enough.
So the question is over here, Harvacha. Mar medamile kelashut, umar medamile kelmizonot. So Yehuda learns that Harvacha is similar to a skiing trip. What do you need to make more money for? Whereas the Chachamim are medame to making your basic living. For you, there's a basic living. You have less than 10 million in the bank. You're feeling very insecure. So that's mizonot. So it's interesting. We paskin, actually, that like the Chachamim, it's mizonot, which is no gay even for Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Derech for people who could survive but want to take a business trip to Hong Kong to make some money, it's perfectly okay, even to be Yotzei Meretz Yisrael L'chutz Laretz. Many of the poskim say that, but if that's the case, harvacha is not a real need. Harvacha is essentially a mental need. So if that's the case, if you need a mental vacation, it's exactly the same as harvacha, because that's what harvacha is. But that's not called lashut. Lashut is, you know, I'm bored, I got nothing to do, I'm going to go for a trip. You know what I mean? Not to chas v'sholom, I mean, or my wife needs a trip. You know? the harvacha would be the chat. The guy's about to go bananas with stress and
you
so
need
on.
Space.
And he needs space, exactly. I need some space. Yeah, very good. By the way, did you get the email I sent you about brain lesions and sleep apnea?
No.
Better start using that machine.
Really?
Well,
I'll check
it out.
I'll check my cross
brain. So, okay. So very interesting. It's amazing how you find like these little out of the way machlokas in there. So much to do with the way you should look at the world. It's like an amazing difference. The difference you're making at home. It's amazing. This analysis that we just had of Rava seems to be wrong, because Rebbe, when he saw this model, because he said the following. He said, you know, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Kishyatza Shelo Brishut. I would say that Rebbe Yehuda is correct in a case where he goes out Shelo Brishut. But I think the Chachamim are correct in a case where he was Yatza Brishut. Now, can we analyze that and see that there's no way to make that work out with Rava? Because let's think for a moment what Rebbe was using in the word Shalom Brishut, okay? My Shalom Brishut. Shall we say that it's talking about Lashut? Shalom Brishut means the guy's time going out for a teyul. No purpose. I thought you said, according to Rav, that there's no machlokis in that case. So Rebbe, what's the point of Rebbe saying, I think Rebbe Yehuda is right in that case. Rebbe didn't argue in that case. So it can't mean that. Ella, so what does it mean, Shalom Brishut? Limizonot. It certainly can't mean that, because according to Rav, is mutar. So then what must it mean when he says Shalom Brishut Harvacha? So therefore, what is he saying? Near in Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, kishiyatza shalom brishut, meaning larvacha. No, and now read the next piece of what Rebbe said. Ema seifa. Near in Divrei Chachomim, kishiyatza birishut. Now, Divrei Chachomim, right when he went out with Rishut. Again, what does the word Rishut mean? I mean, Ilayim Zonot, and the Chachomim aren't arguing with anybody over there, because we said even Rebbe Yehuda's Maida, that Divrei Chachomim mutar to go out from Mizonot. Elamai, it's talking about larvacha. You just said that that's how you pass like Rebbe Yehuda. So now how are you passing like Becca called me when he passed like Rav Yehuda. No, so apparently Rav is wrong. Must be that they argue across the board, or at least in two cases, not in one case. And Rebbe is paskening like Rav Yehuda in one and like Becca called in the other, right? No. Rebbe often does this. He's not paskening. He's bringing out the fact that there is no machloket. What he's saying is like a nirin divrei Rav Yehuda, meaning not nirin divrei Rav Yehuda against the Rabbanan, but Rav Yehuda's words are absolutely persuasive, meaning even the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would also agree with Rav Yehuda, kishi yatsa shelo b'reshut, meaning that he went out for skiing. Shafilo chachomi lo nechbro lav ela la'arvicha, avalo shut modulei, they never would argue on it. And certainly the Divrei Rabbanan were matir, were absolutely persuasive, even to Rav Yehuda. Kishi yatsa b'reshut, meaning l'mizonot, I mean, the guy's got to live, he's got to go, he's got to make enough money for his family, because even Rav Yehuda never argued in that case. Afilo Rav Yehuda lo nechalak aleim ela la'arvicha, certainly the Mizonot body. So that means that all the Rebbe was doing is basically backing up Rava. That's exactly what Rava said. Omar Shmuel, Katan Hanolad B'Moed. Now here's where you raise the issue of what about a child? A child born during the Moed with too much hair, you can give him a haircut. Mutar L'Galcho B'Moed. This was Esav. This was the first time this was raised, the question.
You'll never get a kid to sit more still than anyone at this age.
So you're allowed to give him a haircut. Why? She'en lecha beit ha'asurim. God only says, the biggest jail in the world to be in your mother's womb. Nobody can get you out of there. Go try to spring him. Great. That's indeed the way Esau felt about things, right?
No,
right.
Okay, yeah.
So, okay, now wait. So what that's saying is that this is only if he was born during the Mayed. But suppose he was born before the Mayed, and you didn't give him a haircut before, so now the poor kid's not allowed to have a haircut during Chol HaMoed. So you're saying that a cotton cannot have a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Is that true? Masiv Reb Pinchas Kol Eila Shamru Mutar Legalech B'Moed Mutar Legalech B'Mei Evlo. We're back again to that strange relationship between Evel and Moed. So whoever was mutter to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed is mutter to take a haircut during days of Avelut. But isn't the implication of that very simply the other way, right? But if someone is also to be Megaleach B'Moed, then he would be also Megaleach B'Mei Evlov. Now, what that is saying, that if you're claiming that Katanit Be'Plukta, that we have to make a distinction, doesn't mean an argument, a distinction. We have to make a distinction by a cotton as to whether he was born before the regal, where he's not allowed to take haircut during the regal, or born during the regal. The only reason was because so then by virtue of the formula that you just set up, that anybody who cannot take a haircut during your Me'ah regal, cannot take a haircut during your Me'ah velut, implies that a cotton has a velut. And yet, Vatanya, it says, Beferu, that mikarin lekatan mipnei ugmat nefesh, that you do kriya on a child who's lost a relative, but only to stir the hearts of people, because generally that turns people on. You see a little boy say kaddish, man, so it makes everybody feel very sad.
Yeah,
so
if he's 3 or 4 days old, you're going to be very surprised
if he says kaddish. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. But look, it's not worse than a talking fish in the world. I mean, and always in the South American jungle, there's always kids born without the little malach push in the middle. They're always talking terror as soon as they're born. Maybe he was one of those.
Yeah.
So, but in any event, we definitely see that there's no avelu to the katan. So now, the formula breaks down if you learn the way you're learning. Says Rav Ashi, right? Come on. I mean, it wasn't a strict formula. Rav Papa was pointing out, what were we saying over here? Rav Pinchas was pointing out, Kol Eilu Shomru Mutter L'Galeach, it's Mutter L'Galeach B'Mei Evlo. He didn't say, and by implication, the opposite is true also. I'm trying to slip that by Aristotle, see if that works. I mean, that certainly fails tests of logic. To Mikatani Ha Asurin. Does it say your implication? Ha Asurin, Asurin? Does it say that? You try to learn that in. Since Rabbinicus gave the formula in direction one, so then in the backwards direction, it's also true. The inverse is true, which is not so in this case. Dilma, maybe, in cases where it's certainly true to say that whoever can be Megaleach B'Moed can be Megaleach B'Evlo. It is not necessarily true to say, but whoever cannot, can cannot, because maybe there's no avelut. We're not addressing cases where there's no avelut. So Dilma, yesh me'am asur, yesh me'am mutar. The other way around, if the katan does not have avelut, we're certainly not giving you a standard by our Formula One for the standards of avelut, who is chayev and avelut. So that's not a kash at all. A Mema, some say it was Rav Shisha, but Rav Ide said it a little differently. They said like this. Omer Shmuel katan mutar legalcho b'moed, lo shna nolad b'moed v'lo shna nolad meikara. This makes a little bit more sense. So whether the child was born before Yantav, during Yantav, there's no iser in being megaleach a child. So therefore, in this version, Rav Pinchas came along and tried to bring a riot to that statement from the Mutar Legaleach B'Moed and the Avelus relationship. So he said, I can prove that to you. Because since it says, Kol Elish Amru Mutar Legaleach B'Moed, Mutar Legaleach B'Mei Avelo, I derive from that, Ha Asurin Legaleach B'Moed, then by definition would be Asurin Legaleach B'Mei Avelo. And if we would hold other than Shmuel, and we would say that a katan that was born before the moed and didn't get a haircut would be usher to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, so then wouldn't that imply that there's avelut noheged b'katan? And yet the Braita says mikarin lekatan mipnei ogmat nefesh, but not because there's any din avelut on a katan. So that proves that Shmuel is correct. To which, in this version, Rav Ashi replies, "What kind of proof is that? Mikatani ha asurin, etc., etc." It doesn't. The implication wasn't what it said in the Braita. You were the one who said it. Dilma yeshmi amasur, yeshmi amutar. It certainly is not addressing the standards for avelut. It's addressing the standards of hair cutting while someone is avelut. But that doesn't prove that someone has to be avelut. Now, an other is certainly not noheg avelut bereg. Why? Because this was samach b'chagecha. So if he was an avel before the regel, so then you have an asay derabim. The samach b'chagecha is a mitzvah asay that affects every Jew. And that asay derabim is more chomer than the asay of a yochid to be noeg avelut. Tosfos says there's an asay to be noeg avelut. Where does that come from? Mashma, there's actually an asay d'oraita for avelut. Well, why did the Gemara just say asay asay d'oraita the doctor asay derabonim? That would be much more powerful. And didn't we just say a few dafim ago that avelut is the rabbanan? That we said kal v'chomer. We meant kal v'chomer from avelut to Chol HaMoed. That certainly something during avelut would be mutter if it's mutter in Chol HaMoed, or vice versa, because the avelut is only the rabbanan. So how do you say over here that it's a diuraisa? It's very strange. He says maybe the point over here is that simchas haregel is also the rabbanan, and when it says v'samachta, that's only a reference to the Beit But maybe there is no real mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha other than shlomi. That's one possibility. Maybe there is an iser in terms of the asiyas malocha. We were talking about before asiyas malocha. That's something else. Not avelut. That was what the Gemara was referring to when it said derabbanan. But the concept of avelut, to be an avelut, maybe is a diuraisa. Others learn that what we're referring to over here is very simply aninut, and it's talking about that the mate died right before Yantav, was buried right before Yantav. Now you have an aninut, which over there there's a machlokas of aninut laila, whether it's the oraita or drabbanan. So aninut laila, first night after the burial, which would be called technically aninut, but the avelut already went into action, but it's still included in the chi of the oraisa of the aninut. So maybe that is what it's referring to.
When was it after
Erev Yantav.
So then right. This is only speaking of
so it's saying, in that case, we're saying, even in that case where it's a diuraita, then the essay of the Samach B'chagecha, which is an essay of the rabbi, would be doicha the essay of the...
Just for that evening we're talking.
Right. That's the only time we'd be nageya. The rest of the time we could have said a diuraita is doicha the rabbi. Maybe. Another way out of the Taisvus's issue. Alright, so in any event, that's if it started before. Now, how about if the mate died during Yantav, during Chol HaMoed? So, I avelut dahashta, I said the same thing. Lo ati esed yochid, v'dachi esed rabbi. An essay of a yochid should not be docha an essay of the rabbi. By the way, there's a lot of different, I didn't tell you all the shittas. There are a lot of different shittas in this, which when we get into the avelus, we'll see more of, but there are so one will learn that some, the Raivat particular, learns that some of the dinim of Avilut are indeed derived directly from the story of Bnei Aaron. So that we bring a Rai over there, we tell Aaron and Elazar, and so we tell them that the, as we're going to be seeing soon, we tell them, you know, your Roshechem lot Tifro, and Dechem lot Tifromo, which is mash, but everybody else does have a Chiyav to do that. You know, those are certain elements that are mentioned, and the Pasuk is what it's referring to over here. And those indeed are the Rai. Many are Chelik on the Rai, and Ramazim are differently. But we'll be getting to that, so we'll talk about it then. All right, so we meanwhile have shown that an Avel does not, even if he was an Avel before the Yontev, or if he's an Avel now and becomes an Avel during Yontev, the Avelut does not affect. How about a Minudeh? Ma'ush yinog nidu yogereg. Somebody's Minudeh from Beit Din. Does he continue being noeg the niduig during the regal? Omer of Yosef Tashma. Danin dinei nefashot v'dinei makot v'dinei mamonut. Now it says over here that during Chol HaMoed you do take into court dinei mamonus. Furthermore, it says v'yulot tzayadina misham dinan leh. And if he doesn't accept the psak and he has to pay up, then we'll put him into nidui. Isakadaitach ena noeg niduya beregel. So if you're going to tell me that even someone who was already in nidui before the regal cancels the nidui. So mishumat vati miikara. Someone who was previously a mishumat, he was in nidui. So ati regal v'dachi lei, comes along now the regal and cancels his nidui during the regal. Ashtem misham dinan leh anan. So we're going to put him into regal now? Into nidui now during the regal? Makes no sense. We would have canceled the nidui anyway. So what's the point of saying let's have a din and put him into nidui? Maybe it doesn't mean to actually institute the nidui, but it means iune bedine. All it means over here is to look into the din and to be ready to apply it as soon as it becomes possible after the yontif. So it's basically a shortcut. We cut down on the court's backlog. And we're ready now to put this guy, if he doesn't accept it, we're ready to put him in. Maybe that's what it means. You know, it's got to mean that. Because the low came off, what does it say over here? That we don dinin of fushes during Moed, right? So, what does it mean? Akhenami de Katalina, right? What, are you going to kill the guy? How come him name is Simchas Yontif? How is he going to enjoy his Yontif if he's dead? That's not really what it means. The Beit Din that executes someone is not going to have a happy Yontif. The Omer Rabbi Akiva, Yatan Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Naila San Hedrin, Shargas Anafesh, She'in to Amim Koloto Ayom. The Bezdin is not allowed to eat on the day that they execute someone. Talmud Lomar Lotochlu Al Hadam. Don't eat on blood. So since you're spilling blood, you have to take it seriously enough to monea yourselves from any type of self-indulgence on such a day. So what does it mean when it says we don dinin afashas? It must mean liyune bi'alma. We're going to be thinking about liyune bedine. So I say the same thing is true over here. Hochinami liyune bedine. So they said to Abba, how can you think that that's the pshat? Amalim kenim teta ma'anea dino. What do you think? That you're allowed to be ma'ayin in the din and then not actually execute the din? You can't do such a thing. Because that's called Inui Adin. I mean, the next thing you know, you'll have people sitting on death row for 20 years waiting for their execution. I mean, that's horrific. So therefore, so you'll be Ma'ana as Dinai. So how can you do that? It must mean that Osi Bitsa Mitzafra. So then they come in the morning and they're Ma'ayan Bidinai. Then, before passing, they go now, Hayabli V'Akhli V'Shata Kula Yuma. They go and they have their Semkas Yantav all day long. And then right before Shkia, they finish the Din. Gamilo Dinai Kotulai. And that way that's not, they have a 2-minute fast. So they're not money on these Uncle Yantav. So I mean, that's pretty sad. So the Maisa, this is a bit of a problem because the Inui Hadin is only Shaykh, as this points out in the Gemara, it's only Shaykh in a case where there was already a psak. I mean, why can't it just say we're at Ma'ayin of the Din and we don't give up psaks and we're not gonna be technically speaking, we're not being Ma'an as Dinai, right? So where we could have said, Let's not do the Gemara din at all. Tosef says a very beautiful, which I'm sure you've experienced personally, a very beautiful answer, which is that you cannot have, let's clear from the Gemara, you cannot have time between the Iyun in a din and its application, because amazingly you'll have to start from the beginning because you don't remember. You can't, and even though it's written down by the Sofrei HaDayonim, the Gemara says that a heart that has forgotten how it came to a particular conclusion, you can't reconstruct it. And one of the most horrible feelings is when you forget something, you had this fantastic insight, and you're trying to go, what the heck was it?
How did I come?
And it's terrible, because you never get it back again. Your notes don't help you, because it's not the vanta de liba. It's not that inner sense of really grasping it, and you can't get it back. There's no way to do that. Therefore, more ignores that whole possibility based on the Sugya Sanhedrin.
So all of it had to be one day, one shot?
Well, you have to continue to be Isaac, and I mean, if you didn't finish, you didn't finish. But that's what we try to do. Om Rabbi Tashma. Okay, so now you're saying we don't know. Let's see if I bring a raya about the Menuda. The case of the Mishnah. It says, Menuda shi'tiru lo chachamim, which he thought meant the Menuda, which the Rabbanan said is mutter beregel, because a Menuda doesn't have to be knowing beregel. That's what he thought about, not a Menuda who canceled his nidui. So Menuda shi'tiru lo chachamim. Oh my Rabbi, you're not reading the Mishnah right. Mikatani shi'tiru chachamim. It doesn't say the Menuda who the chachamim now canceled during it. It says shi'tiru lo chachamim katani. It means that he personally was able to deal with the issue. Meaning, the Azul Paisiv about Dine, he went and he took care of whatever he needed to take care of. They reached agreement or whatever. And now, Otuka made Rabbanan. He comes to Rabbanan. They were matir. That's what it means. Rishonim asks. So what kind of heter is that? Like, you show me. What kind of heter is that? Why didn't he do it before Yontif? Why should we let him? What? He wants to wait until the last possible minute and then say, well, what do you want? I couldn't do it before Yontif. I mean, after
maybe.
All. What?
Maybe.
What do you mean?
He couldn't see him before.
Okay. You know, we have to say the case, according to this. Or that a new epoch of Shloshim Yom, and turned out the Shloshim Yom wasn't born. But how about the case of the Neder? That's what happened.
Ralph.
Good question.
Press that other button. Yeah. The back arrow. So the case of the Neder, what are we going to say? Also, I mean, according to this, you'll have to say that the Chacham wasn't available until that point, or that they couldn't think of a Pesach before that point. If you say that it's consistent with Yerushalmi's approach, but Stam, to say that a person just makes up his mind to do something on Yom Tov that could have been done at some other time, it's not necessarily considered to be an honest. Says the Gemara, okay, how about the Mitzora? Does a Mitzora, Moshe Anik Tzora Toberega, what's the din? Does he have to be knowing not to be Megaleach, not to be Baal Mitoch HaMachaneh, the things that Tzoras has to do. Says Abaye, well, I mean, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tashma V'Anazir V'Amitzora, and it says, Ha'ola Mitumato L'Tarato. But if he's not Ola Mitumato L'Tarato, he's just a regular Mitzora. So it's clear that Abi Meitumato Noi. So obviously, he was, the whole time, he was unable to take care of him. I mean, and do the things that he would otherwise do. Not necessarily. Maybe the other way. Lo mi boy koma. Lo mi boy be made to matodu lo nohik. Avalalat l'taharato. Nik zoshema yasher korbanotav. It's the other way around, maybe. Certainly, we wouldn't have been machmer on him. Not to come into the machmer, not to be megaleach during Yantar. But maybe where now he's coming to become tahor, maybe over there we should be gozer, that he's in bigger trouble. Why is that? Because otherwise, he may be masher korbanotav. Rashi says a very strange Rashi. He'll wait until the end of Yantav to bring his karmana. And then what? Then it'll be us. He's not allowed to bring a Yantav on Yantav. That's ridiculous. What coin is going to bring a carbon from that side on Yantav? What kind of chash is that? Yishama Yisha Karbanotav, they learn the parshat of Shah that you learn all over, which is that a person who's going to be coming to Yerushalayim anyway for Yantav does not take the tirka to travel to Yerushalayim to bring his karmanas in another time. So he's going to be Masha Tumato. Then he need not to be Mashatuna. And therefore, we don't want to encourage him to be able to bring it during. So therefore, we ask him during. Maybe that's what I would have thought, Kamashmalan, that Lamaisa, if he needs to take a haircut to bring his karbanas and so on, he can do it. That doesn't mean he wasn't able to get it before. Not related, maybe. Omar Rava, okay. Toshma, Vahatsarua. Okay, because we darshan the posik over here. Vahatsarua, Shaboanega. So it's just because of you, Frumim, and so on. We say over there that Vihat Tzaruah comes to be marba, even a Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol has to go ahead and be Poreya and Poreya Mitzoa. Now, let me ask you something, says Rabbi. A Kohen Gadol has a din all year round where a regular person has a din on Yom Tov because he's not affected by Avelut, right? So, the Kohen Gadol Kol HaShana Kula is the regular Kulei Almada. His normal year has the same halachas of everybody else's regular. The Tanakh Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein, even as an Onein, he's Makriv. So, it doesn't affect him. So, and nonetheless, when he becomes a Tzoruah, his daily yantav, so to speak, is now canceled because he has to keep his dinei tzoraat. So if that's the case, then a normal person during yantav would have to keep tzoraat. So shma mina, no tzoraat over rego, shma mina. A kohen gadol is a raya to a normal person's rego. Why is there an iser avelut? Why is there an iser in getting here? So avelas or betisporet, miniko amale rachmanu livnei aharon, roshechem al tifrao. Why is he telling him? Whoever suggested that I would let my hair grow. So HaKadosh Baruch was saying to the brother, Roshechem al tifro, so then he's telling them, under other circumstances, indeed, that is what you would have to do. But since over here we're in the midst of the Chanukat HaMizeach, Chanukat HaMishkan, don't you dare. You have to stay here anyway. Okay, so you see from there that the norm of Avelut would indeed to be Mechlad l'kulei alma asur. Es the Gemara midudin u'mitzora imayim b'tisparet. How about people in Nidui or a Mitzora, can they get a haircut? Now this sounds crazy. What do you mean? Can a Mitzora get a haircut? It says Beferish that Rosh Hashanah Boruah. Mm-hmm. So why can't we bring that? Tosha says because the Gemara is thinking. Some learn that in Ochinami, the only real question was about the Menud and not the Mitzora. It's pushing it. And Tosha says that there is a machlokas what exactly that means. Does it mean actually to aser haircuts, or does it mean hanochas tefillin? Okay, so we're asking, leave the Rabbi Akiva, what would be the din? Is he also usher in a haircut? Tashmat, which we bring a raya, and minudin or mitzora in, asurim l'saper ulechabes. And indeed, a minud and mitzora are not allowed to take haircuts, not allowed to wash their clothing, and a minud and shemait, beitin soklin et aronov. Somebody dies in a state of nidui, he never attempted to deal with it. So then, Bezdin does skila on his coffin. Rabbi Yom, it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean like achan, lo she'amidu alav galavanim kegalo shel achan. It means based on shochin menichin evan gedolah l'arono to show people that this and that way when someone is benidu, he certainly wants to attempt to deal with it as he realizes how chomer it is. Olam docha shekola mitna deomet benidu yo betin soklin et aronan. To be continued, to be available tomorrow. ואלו מגלחים במועד הבא ממדינת הים ובית השמיעה ויוצא מבית הצורים ומנות השיטוי לא חכמים וכן מי שנשאר לחכם והותר לה זה מצל מטועה אולי מטומתו לטהרתו ואלו מחפשים במועד הבא ממדינת הים ובית השמיעה ויוצא מבית הצורים ומנות השיטוי לא חכמים וכן מי שנשאר לחכם והותר לו מטבחות הידיים מטבחות הספרים מורה הספרים מטבחות השפה הגזבים הזוות הנידות והיולדות כל העולים מטומאה לטהרה הראינו בתוארים ושאר כל אדם עשויים. שאר כל אדם מיתיים עשויים, כי לתנן אנשים משפחה אשר מעמד עשויים לספר לחפש ובחמישי מותרים לבני כבוד השבת, ויאמר רב, אבל בכל נאמר בלא זה מיתיים, כדי שלא ייכנסו למשמרתן כשהם מנוולים, או חנם מכדי שלא ייכנסו לרגל כשהם מנוולים. בואי רבי זהיר, how about of the law of the day ערב הרגל? Do we say given the honest mutter, or do we say given the mukhamil to law? People will say, well, if that's the case, why won't people say, that's because Ravashi has a slightly different girsa in Rabbi Zera's Abaya, in which he asked, Umancha Avdalo Aveda Erava Regomau. Do we say even the man who mukha milta, or do we say the mukha milta in the same level? Kianach lo take. Abami Vinatayam. Now the Mishnah that's matir this is to look Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says Abami Vinatayam. Lo yigalaya. Who told him to go on a trip? Omarav alashut divrei hakol asur limzonot divrei hakol mutar lo nechka ela laravicha mar medam leke alashut medam leke limzonot meisay omar Rebbe near and divrei Rebbe Yehuda kishiyat shalom brishut medim akapam kishiyat shalom. Ask yourself, my shalom brishut ilam alashut am divrei hakol asur it's no machlokas. So how's he paskening ela limzonot am divrei hakol mutar it's no machlokas. How's he paskening ela pshita laravicha? So then how do you explain it safe near and divrei hakol kishiyat shalom brishut Meaning what? Ella, the case is Arvocha. You just got finished saying your pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, he called near and dear Rabbi Yehuda clearly, even to the Rabbanon, kishyat shalom reshut, meaning loshut. Shafil chachamim lo neku golav al Arvocha. But loshut is certainly made. When you did Rabban Rabbi Yehuda kishyat shalom reshut, my name is Mizanot, because even Rabbi Yehuda certainly didn't argue about Mizanot, Elam Arvifan. Amashmo. Cotton hanolad b'moed mutar lagalchol b'moed. She'en lecha beit ha'asurim gadol mizeh, meaning b'moed in mikralo. So basically, we're going to think that. Kolei l'shamu mutar lagalach b'moed mutar lagalach b'mei avilot. Asur lagalach b'moed, it follows, is asur lagalach b'mei avilot. In that case, if you're going to maintain that a cotton is asur, and there's a chiluk whether it was born during Yantif or before, nimtzeita avelut noheged bekatan, and yet atanya mikarin lekatan, but only mipnei ogmat nefesh. Om Ravashi, the implications don't exist, sir. Vemi katani asurin, etc. Dilma yesh v'yem asur, yesh v'yem mutar. I bring a riot from there. Now, meymar, mitem rav shisha b'reit ravini mas ne'afi, Omar Shmuel Katan Mutar Legalcho B'Moed Loshna Nolad B'Moed Loshna Nolad Mi'Kara, to which in this version Reb Pinchas brings a raya from the Afanan Namitanina that Kolei Loshamu Mutar Legalech B'Moed Mutar Legalech Me'Avilo Ho Asurim Legalech B'Moed, it follows that there are Asurim Legalech Me'Avilo, and therefore my raya is that Iyamr Katan Asur, then you would be running against the Salocha, because then there would be Avilut Noheged B'Katan V'Tanyim B'Karim L'Katan U'Tnei Ogmat Nefesh only. Rav Ashi, well, but the implication is not stated in the Mishnah. B'Katani Ho Asurin, unquote. I mean, Dilma Yeshvim Asur, Yeshvim Mutam. Avilin No Noheged Avilutu B'Regel Shem V'Samach V'Chagecha. Whether it's Avilut Mi'Karahu, the Esser of the Rabbim is Doch the Esser of the Yochid. It's an avilus to ashtu, loss, yes, at the yachid, v'doch, yes, at the rabbi. Menude maushi, you know, do your beregel. Omrev, yes, it ashma. Danin dine nefashot, v'dine name makot, v'dine name omenut. V'ilot zayadina, mishamtina nai. V'isak, they don't know you do your beregel. Mishumat v'ati mi'kora, ati regel, doch, ilay. Ashtu mishamtina lay anan, it's absurd. Omrev, well, maybe it only means the unibidine. Do you love them? Okay, how would you understand the nefashis tiktonim? So, okay, now I'm going to take a clean and lay. How come you name me Simchas Yandim? The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Minayin, Lissan, Erin, Chahargo, Zanefesh, and Tuhamim, Kalatua, Yom, Tamad, Lama, Lo, Tokhlo, La, Adam, must mean Le Yunavidine. Okay, now I'm Le Yunavidine. But in Kenyum, say to my net, you know? No, I to be Zafra, I'm in the Dino. Vaila, 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 Om Rabbi Atashma, Menuda Shintur Lachachonim, Om Rava Mikatani Hitiru Hu Chachonim, Hitiru Lo Chachonim. It's talking about those little pies of the Baldine. Vasi Kamin Rabbana Vesharile. Okay. Mitzorah Maushin Hatzarata Beregel, Om Rabbi Atashma, Vanazir, Vamitzorah Olami Tumato, the Taro, Mashma that be made Tumato itself, it would be not necessarily. Lo mi boi koma. Maybe it's the other way around. Lo mi boi mi mei tumato, the lo noi. Avala tarato, maybe we should be gozer on him, because otherwise, shema yishekar banotav. Kamashma, amarava tashma, vihat sarua, the rabot kohen gadol. Now look, kohen gadol is basically the equivalent of a regal for everybody else, okay? So a kohen gadol, the kolashana, is karega the kuleyamadami. And it's not a kohen gadol's makriv only in at all times. They know him. So Shmamina, that nonetheless, someone who is during the state of Rego, no etzerato, but Rego Shmamina. Avela serpentis part from where? Midikamele achonu v'nei aron. Roshechem al tifro, mechlata kuli amaoz. Menudinu mitzorai, mayim v'tis part. Tashma, menudinu mitzorai, asun disciple chavis, menudin shemei, spesis so clear that I don't know. Rabbi Yudom, and meaning, lo shiam, amido alav gal, avanim ke galo shalachan. But faith in Shochin, when you can't even get the law, I don't know. The law of the Kashkala, I don't know, maybe you do. Yo, faith in Shochin, et Aaron.